This is JIS News. Coming up, 84 residents get land titles, food imports reduced for first quarter of 2014, and National Security Minister praises efforts of Anti-Lotto Scam Task Force. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. 84 residents of land settlement schemes in St. Mary, Portland, and St. Anne have become legitimate landholders. The residents received their titles on the eve of Emancipation Day, July 31, under the Cadastral Mapping and Land Registration Project, being jointly undertaken by the governments of Jamaica and the Republic of South Korea. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, addressing the handing over ceremony at the St. Mary Parish Church in Port Maria, congratulated the landowners, noting that the titles are a means of personal empowerment and advancement.
For those of you who will collect the prized piece of paper today, after so many years of waiting, this means more to you than just a certificate of ownership. It means independence, accomplishment, collateral with which you can negotiate loans and other acquisitions, that you can leave a legacy for your children and generations to come.
Along with the 84 titles that were handed over, 88 notices of allotment were presented to other residents who will receive their titles after making their final payments. There has been a decline in food imports for the first quarter of 2014. Addressing the recent closing ceremony of the 62nd Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said food imports for the quarter amounted to $252.2 million, or $14.4 million less than the corresponding period in 2013. She's therefore encouraging Jamaicans to continue the trend of eating more locally produced food to further reduce the country's food import bill. Mrs. Simpson-Miller notes that the quality of locally produced fish, poultry, and livestock is remarkable.
In the context of our IMF obligations, our high debt, and our high energy bill, we must act now with urgency to seize the potential of agriculture to assist to energize our Jamaican economy.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting has praised the efforts of the Lotto Scam Task Force in causing a massive dent in the spread of the Lotto Scam in Jamaica. Mr. Bunting says since the passage of the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act last year, approximately 600 persons have been arrested and charged. From the arrests, 20 cases have been taken before the courts and all have been successfully prosecuted.
Certainly from the intelligence that we get on the ground, the suggestion is that the scammers are under a lot of pressure. The Lottery Scam Task Force is one of the most highly productive units. I think I wouldn't limit it to the security forces, I would say, of any organization in Jamaica.
Minister Bunting was speaking at a press conference at the Police Officers Club Monday. And come Friday, August 8, there will be traffic changes along major thoroughfares in sections of Kingston. This to facilitate the state funeral for the late former Governor General Sir Howard Cook. Sir Howard died Friday, July 11 at age 98. A service of thanksgiving will be held at the Cathedral of the Most Holy Trinity, 1 George Headley Drive, Kingston, starting at 10 a.m., and interment will follow at the National Heroes Park. Motorists are being advised that there will be road closures, limited access, and traffic diversions for the funeral service and burial. South Kemp Road between Marion Road in front of the traffic court and East Queen Street and all roads leading on will be closed to vehicular traffic from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Only attendees to the funeral will be allowed access. North Street between South Kemp Road and Duke Street will also be closed to vehicular traffic. In addition, East Street between Charles Street and South Heroes Circle and all connecting roads will be closed to the motoring public. Pedestrians will have limited access to business facilities in the cordoned off areas. Following the service, the funeral procession will travel along North Street, up East Street, and enter National Heroes Park using the South Gate. Marosca Road between North Heroes Circle, Connolly Avenue, and Duke Street at South Heroes Circle, and all roads leading on, will be closed to vehicular traffic prior to the procession from the church to National Heroes Park. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.